This is TWiT.
And I'm glad you're all here because there's a great conundrum facing us in the tech journalism community today. And it started on Thursday with Bloomberg Business Week and some amazing reportage. 17 anonymous sources in government, you know, three-letter agencies, Amazon and Apple, said that Chinese spies had placed a tiny rice-sized microchip on Supermicro motherboards in 2015. These Supermicro motherboards were used in many, many places, servers by Apple, the Department of Defense. We even had one because this all came to light. According to, now I'm going to say this a couple of times in this story because I want to emphasize, according to Bloomberg Business Week, we even had one because it was first discovered by Amazon when they were doing their due diligence. They were about to acquire a company called Elemental Technologies. Elemental makes a streaming box, a box we've used for some years, a very expensive box that takes our video, compresses it, and then feeds it out to Ustream, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer, whoever it is that's restreaming our stuff. These Elemental motherboards, Amazon, during a routine security audit before the acquisition, found this little chip. According to Bloomberg Business Week, the chip was posing as a minor support chip on the motherboard. Nobody would pay any attention to it. But when the motherboard was first booted in a server, would modify the operating system, phone home the Chinese military, and help the Chinese military hack these servers in the Pentagon. Elemental's widely used. As I said, we use it. I presume if this is true, our motherboards were hacked. But then the story gets weirder. So 17 sources, anonymous sources, Bloomberg Business Week, highly credible source. The next day, Amazon, Apple, even the freaking Chinese government unequivocally deny it. They say it never happened. Apple said the story was wrong and misinformed. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday, well, actually, their denial was a little less unequivocal. They said, we have no reason to doubt that Apple and Amazon are telling the truth. That's not exactly like, no, it never happened. That's like, well, we have no reason now. In this particular circumstance, we currently have no reason to doubt. Nevertheless, the denials from Amazon and Apple were really strong. No, it didn't happen. Bloomberg's completely wrong. How does this happen? Is this actually, I'm going to poll you. We'll start with you, Rich. Who's right?
Oh, man. I feel like this is kind of the biggest fear of kind of the tech world, right? Like all this stuff is made over in China. This is kind of the perfect way of infiltrating the systems with a tiny chip that nobody recognizes or even cares to notice. And, you know, they can take control of these things. They can modify the system on startup, whatever they want to do. So it's tough for me to believe that Business Week has this many people saying this happened and it hasn't happened. And I understand why these big companies, including Amazon and Apple, are strongly denying this, because it's pretty bad for them if this happened to them. So I sort of believe it. And I think that just reading the story, I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, I couldn't put this thing down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like so well written and so like I just wanted to know more and more and more. But I think what was missing in this story to me is kind of the consequence, like concrete, like what they did with these little chips. And maybe I missed that, but I didn't see, like, you know, did they take down something? Did they, you know, or is this all just like kind of laying in wait for something that they want to do in the future? That was kind of the part that I was confused upon.
It's a great question. Ant, who do you believe?
Initially, my gut is actually siding with Apple, just because of their history regarding security and privacy.
And why would they lie, right? I mean, that would be a big deal for Apple PR to issue, and they issued two statements.
Yeah.
All right. They come forth pretty quickly about it, and then I just think back to other scenarios in the past with Apple, as far as like when we had that shooting at that school in California and they wanted to search the phones, and Apple was trying to do the right thing from a privacy and security standpoint. So my gut just says I'm going to go with Apple. Now, had it just been Amazon saying, no, that's not true, I'd have had the hairy eyebrow.
You don't trust it. Apple said specifically, quote, on this, I mean, this is as strong as you can get. We can be very clear. Apple has never found malicious chips, hardware manipulations, or vulnerabilities purposely planted in any server. Daniel Rubino, what do you think? You've been covering this for a long time. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards this. There's got to be some truth to this. Now, what we may not know are the exact details. Actually, we don't know the exact details. And there could be some crossed wires here on information. Maybe some hardware was shipped to Apple, but it was caught in time and never deployed it, in which case both things could be true. But right. You know, there's been a lot of reports around Huawei and other companies too, right, about this possibility, this threat. And it works both ways. You know, there's concerns too, U.S. companies doing the same. I don't know. My hunch says that there's probably some truth to this. It's just a question of to what extent the damage was done. But none of this is surprising to anyone who's been covering this industry for the last couple of years, as this big concern over the strength of Chinese tech and its influence on the U.S. economy. Everybody knows that the way you wage war is changing from a pure military exercise to more technological or information in the case of what Russia has been doing or accused of been doing a lot recently. So just because the companies deny this stuff, if it's an issue of national security, they could be quite frankly told to don't talk about this because you don't want to expose those vulnerabilities. Maybe there's active investigations going on. We don't know all the details here, but I find it hard to believe with 17 sources that none of this is true. I think it's more about degrees at this point.
Zach Whitaker, who writes about security at TechCrunch and has worked most recently at CBS, he's been covering security forever. He says, welcome to the murky world of national security reporting. He says, even with this story, my gut is mixed. There is one potential scenario that maybe means both of these, that the companies aren't lying, but the story is true. I have to say, to add myself to this poll, there's no way Bloomberg Businessweek runs this story unless, and they stand behind it, by the way, unless they absolutely have unequivocal evidence of this. 17 sources, all anonymous, yeah, but you'd have to say Bloomberg Businessweek is making this up. That's too many people to not be true. So here's maybe a very narrow, maybe the Apple PR team that responded, and this was John Gruber's theory, didn't know about it, right? If something like this happens, you're not going to send out a memo to everybody in Apple saying, hey, by the way, look what we found. You're going to keep it very quiet. So maybe a handful of people at Apple know, and the ones who don't know are the ones making the unequivocal denial. There's also a possibility there's a U.S. government gag order, although Apple, again, says we are in no way under a gag order. But again, maybe the people who are under the gag order are a handful of people, not the people writing the press release. That's the only way I could see both sides being accurate. And I don't think Apple PR is lying in such an outright. They would say nothing, or they would say little, or they would say, there's lots of ways they could slice this without saying, no, it did not happen.
Yeah, it's odd that they came out so strong in their denial of this, like immediately, and emailed the media, including myself. And that rarely happens when they, you know, usually the way Apple works is they kind of talk to the certain media that covers the beat that they want to get the story out with. This time they just sent out a blanket email through their legal guy, denying it and kind of linking to this, which I found to be very heavy-handed. So it's like one of these things where you want to believe Apple, but at the same time, it seems like it's overly like what are they? I understand they have a lot to lose in this, but it just seems like they really want to make sure that like, no, we are not involved in this. This is not true at all. I wonder if their reporter is going to be invited to the next Apple event.
That's Apple's stick, baby.
Right.
Probably not. Right, we won't be seeing you at the next Apple event.